Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of November the 30th, 2019, the 2nd of Kislev, 5780. This week's message is entitled Strange Links, and I'm reading from Bereshit, Genesis chapter 26 and verse 3. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and to your offspring I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath that I swore to Abraham your father. 2 weeks ago, we looked at how Isaac may have been traumatized by his father Abraham's divinely inspired attempt on his life. While Abraham was commended for his great faith, Isaac had to live out his days with the memory of the knife over his heart. The aftermath of the knife was not Isaac's only challenge. While he is remembered as one of Israel's forefathers, his name forever associated with the God of the Bible, who referred to himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his life functions more as a link between two more significant characters. Abraham started it all, leaving family and the familiar to go into the great unknown. It is his faith, trusting against all odds that God would make him into a great nation that would bless the whole world, that is the foundation of the faithful ever since. His son Jacob's life was filled with drama, much of which was of his own making, misguidedly striving after the promised blessing until God worked great change in his heart. He was the father of the 12 tribes of Israel and was part of the major transition to Egypt, where the small clan would become a full-fledged nation. Isaac's life was much more passive. He is best known for lying on the wood while his father prepared to sacrifice him. As far as we know, he never received accolades for his submission. Later in his old age, he was deceived by his own son Jacob, who stole his older twin brother's Esau's blessing. Isaac's drama was more in what happened to him than by him, yet God did give him some specific directions, as quoted at the beginning. Here it is again with a bit more context. And the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land of which I shall tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and to your offspring I will give all these lands, and I will establish the oath that I swore to Abraham your father." These words were given at a time when Isaac was likely considering leaving the promised land for Egypt due to famine. We cannot overemphasize how difficult it would have been to remain there with the prospect of no food and the challenge of finding water, some of which is documented for us in this week's Parsha. But the harsh environment was not his biggest challenge. It was his cultural isolation. For God to tell him to sojourn in the land is to acknowledge his alienation from the rest of the population. The Hebrew word translated as sojourn here is the verb gur and is related to the noun for stranger or alien. It reflects a sense of not belonging. Later on, Israel would be directed by God to treat sojourners well because they had been sojourners in Egypt. We read in Shemot, Exodus chapter 23, verse 9, "You shall not oppress a sojourner. You know the heart of a sojourner, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt." It was Isaac's task to live his life without a sense of belonging, to stay within prescribed boundaries in spite of whatever difficulties he might face there. God assured him that he would be with him, to bless him and his offspring, to whom he would give the land, just as he promised to his father Abraham. Living life with a sense of not belonging can be very difficult. Isaac was called to stay faithful to God in a society that would always regard him as an outsider, but he needed to stay put and live one day at a time, and so do we. In the New Covenant writings, Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul." As God's people, we're like aliens on this planet, as we're not to become absorbed into the prevailing culture. This can be very uncomfortable at times, especially when, like Isaac, our immediate circumstances may not be that exciting. Yet there's no telling how significant our link in the chain may be. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitra'ot.